Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das heute, Perik Tess, Mishnah Yod. Yoichinen kein Gadol, Hever Hoidoyes HaMeiser. On the last day of Pesach, on the fourth and seventh year in the Shemitah cycle, there was Vidui Meisreis. See, the first year and the second year after Shemitah, you have to give. Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, the third year, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani. So, on the last day of Pesach, during the fourth year, but then you should have completed giving your proper Truma Simaisris. Now, the fourth and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. The sixth year is Maaser Ani. So again, on the last day of Pesach, on the seventh year, you should have completed the second cycle of Maaseris. In this Vidui Maaseris, you say, V'gam Nesativ, I gave the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Now, at one point, this became a problem. The part about Maaser Rishon to the Levi. The Levim did not come along with Ezra when he went up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. So Ezra punished him, and he said that the Maaser should go to the Kehanim instead of the Levim. So if they weren't giving the Maaser to the Levim, Yoichin HaKohen Gadol said, well, now we can't say Begam Nesativ LeLevi. And Memele he was Mevatel the whole saying of the Vidui. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Afu also him Yoichin HaKohen Gadol Bitel Es HaMa'orin. These are the Levim that every single day stood on the special platform in the Beis HaMikdash, and they would say the Pasuk, Ura, Lama, Sishon, Hashem. Literally, wake up. And we're just touching the words of the Pasuk. Why does it appear like Hashem is sleeping? So Yechon and Kangadol said, Shaykh sleeping by Hashem? Therefore he was mevatel them from saying it. Now really, what does the Pasuk mean? The Pasuk means that when Yisrael are shruyim b'tzar, when they delve in tzar, when it's not a good time. So it looks like there's an appearance as if Hashem is not watching over Klal Yisrael. Chas v'shalom, it's the furthest thing from the truth. But it's like there's a chil Hashem because those that don't have the proper emunah think that way. However, Yoichin and Kangadol felt that at one point it looked like the Levim were talking to Hashem as if they have a tain on Hashem. Hashem. Lama Sishan. So no, you don't have pshat in the pasuk correctly. You don't have that level of emunah. You take a think that Hashem is not watching over us. You forgot the pasuk v'nei lo yonim v'lo yishan shem Yisrael. So therefore, he was mevatel them from saying it. So once again, afu bitel es hama'oyrin. Those that made it sound like they're waking up kaviyachal v'shchina. They don't understand pshat of the pasuk. He was also mevatel es hanoikfin. Who are these noikfin? So they would scratch a carbon between its horns so the blood would drip into its eyes so you shouldn't see when they're taking him to the shechita and it'll be easy to control it, to tie it and to shecht it. He was mevatel because it looks like a balmum. Instead he was mesakim these rings that were connected to the ground where they inserted the neck of the behemoth into them. The word noikvin means to make a wound or to hit, to strike. Like it says in Masechtes Chulin, Ein odem noikev etzboi molmata, says the Batanura. A person doesn't even bump his finger down here in this world. Unless they announce it in Hashemayim. Everything is bashgacha pratis. It doesn't just happen that you hurt your finger. Vayter says the Mishnah ad yamav until his days. Hayapatish the hammer makabi Yerushalayim would bang in Yerushalayim. Meaning to say, explains the Batanura and Chol HaMoed. The blacksmiths would work on Chol HaMoed. So they banged away with their hammers. Now, there are certain malachis that are mutter on Chol HaMoed, primarily a dover ha'avet, something that if I don't do it now, I'm going to lose out. But he was mevatlet. He said, even though a dover ha'avet is mutter, but the sound of the banging hammers, it was too public. It took away from the kedusha of Yom Tov. Vayter says the Mishnah, ubiyomav, and during his days, ein odam tzorach lishal al hadmai. No one had to ask someone else whether Meister has to be taken from Demai, because he made a gzeira, that you always have to take Meister from Demai. What's this all about? Okay. The Tfuah of Eretz Yisrael and its Peiros have special mitzvahs. You have to separate Trumas and Meisters. Before you separate Trumas and Meisters, they are called Tevel. Peiros Tevel are Osir B'Achila for anybody, and if someone eats them B'Mezid, he's Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So what's the right way to do it when I have Peiros? Well, first you separate Truma Gedayla, and it's given to the Kayan. Truma is Aser Lezarim. That means it's Aser for a non-Kayan. A non-Kayan who eats Truma B'mezid is Chayiv Misa B'deshemayim. after one separates Truma Gedolah, I take a tenth of what is left, and I give my Sirishain to the Levi. The Levi has to take a tenth of that and give it to the Kohen. That's called Trumas Meiser, or sometimes we refer to it as Meiser Min HaMeiser. Trumas Meiser also cannot be eaten by someone who's not a Kohen, just like Truma Gedolah can't. But the other Meiser that remains in the hands of the Levi, that has no Kedusha, anyone can eat it. The Levi invites you for supper, you can join him, even if you're a Yisrael. During Shemitah, there's no Meiser, everything is Hefker. Shemitah is every seventh year. So there are 6 years between one Shemitah and the other. Every seven Shemitahs is Yovel, but we'll leave that for now. Let's talk about the 6 years between one Shemitah and the other Shemitah. Meiser Rishon that goes to the Levi, that's every single one of the 6 years. There's never a year that you're Mechuyev and Meiser, so you don't have to give Truma to the Kain and Meiser Rishon to the Levi. However, after you separate Meiser Rishon, there's another tenth from what's left that during year one and two is going to be Meiser Sheni. During year three, there's no Meiser Sheni, but there's Meiser Ani that goes to the poor person. During years four and five in this Shemitah cycle, once again, it's Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. And during year six, it's Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani. So again, during the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, year one and two, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. Year 3, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani. Years 4 and 5, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. Year 6, Meiser Ani. Meiser Sheni has Kiddush. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it, or redeem it, bring the money to Yerushalayim and purchase certain foods with it. Meiser Ani has no Kiddush. You give it to the poor person, but again, the poor person can eat it. He can give it away to someone else. Now, during the times of Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, there were some Amiratzim that only separated Truma Gedolah to give to the Kayin, but they didn't separate any of the other Trumasi Maestras. They said, well, Truma we're going to separate, because if you don't take off Truma, you know, then you would be Chayv Misa B'nei Shemayim for eating it. So Yoichanan said to the people of his generation, excuse me, it's true a Tzar who eats Truma Gedolah is Chayv Misa, but you should know that if someone eats Peres Tevo, without the other Maestro is taken from it, he's also Chayiv Misa. Even if you took off Truma Gedolah, that's not enough. So Yoichanan Kohen Gadol was misake. If you purchase Peres from an Am HaOretz, you have to separate Trumas Meiser and give it to the Kohen. What about the other Maestros? Now listen to what I'm saying. You have to separate Trumas Meiser and give it to the Kohen. During years that there is Meiser Sheni, which is year 3 and 6, you also have to separate that Meiser and bring it to your Shalayim and eat it according to the halachis of Meiser Sheni. Yeah, but what about Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani? That you have to separate, but you don't have to give it to the Levi or to the Ani. That you can hold on for yourself. You see, Meiser Rishon and Meiser Ani aren't something that a non-Levi or a non-Ani can't eat. Anyone can eat it. The only thing is you have a chiyuv. There's a money chiyuv that you have to give the Meiser Rishon to the Levi and the Meiser Ani to the Ani. Now, when it comes to money, and there's a suffix, so what's the rule? The rule is Hamoitzi Mechavrei Olav Araya. Whoever demands the money has to prove that it's owed to him. So we're going to say, look, we bought this from Amoritz. Most Amoratzim took off Meisras. You Levi, you want it? Prove that this Amoritz didn't take off Meiser Rishon. Ani, you want it? Prove that he didn't take off Meiser Ani. By me separating it, it's already not Tevel. But you can't obligate me to give it. So the Truma to the Kohen, I don't have to, because that they all did. That the Amoratzim. The Truma out of the Meiser that I have to give. The Meiser Sheni, I have to eat according to the Lachis of Meiser Sheni. But the Meiser Rishon and the Meiser Ani, that I separate, and then I can hold on to it myself. So after Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh's Takana, you really had to take off a hundredth for Trumas Meiser. And during the Meiser Sheni, there's another tenth for Meiser Sheni, which you yourself would have to eat according to the halachis of Meiser Sheni. You have to bring it to your Shalayim or redeem it. But there was no asking the Am HaAretz, did you take off all the Trumas and Meisers or not? You didn't ask. You had to do this. The Peiros of an Am HaAretz are called Demai. Why are they called Demai? I'm not sure what it is. Domai, what is it? It's a combination of two words. I'm not sure if proper maisers were taken from it or not. So until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they would say, okay, he probably did. Let me double check and ask. After Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, no. This is the assumption. It's true, Roiv Amiratzim took off the proper maisers, but there was a significant enough of the minority that didn't, and therefore we have this takana. You didn't have to ask, you just had to separate Trumasi maisers according to the halachis of Demai. So, Yochanan Kohen Gadol took away Viduyan maiser, because being that Ezra punished the Levim for not coming up with him to build the Beis HaMikdash during Bayis Sheni, they don't get the maisers. The maisers went to the Kohen. You couldn't say the Vidi. The Vidi says, and I gave it to the Levi, but you're not giving it to the Levi. He stopped the Levim from saying Ura Lamasisha, Lamasisha Hashem, because they began to say it like they were talking to Hashem. Why are you sleeping, Hashem? That's not true. That's not Pshat of the Pasuk. He stopped the people from giving that Zetz to the animal between the horns so that the blood should like cover its eyes. It shouldn't see the Shechita. He stopped the blacksmiths from banging with their hammers, which made a lot of noise in Yerushalayim, despite the fact that it may have been a dover ha'avit, something that there's a loss if I don't do it now, which technically is mutar chalamayt. And during his days, you didn't have to ask about demai. He just made this takana. If you buy peiros and ha'aretz, don't ask anything. But you have to separate trumas meiser. Give it to the kayan. During years of meiser sheni, separate Meiser Sheni and eat it according to the halachis of Meiser Sheni. The Meiser Rishon and the Meiser Ani, you separated, but that you didn't have to give because that you were allowed to eat yourself. So Memela, you separated it and you were able to hold on to it.